Matthew chapter 26, beginning at verse 57. Those who had arrested Jesus led him away to Caiaphas, the high priest, where the experts in the law and the elders were assembled. Peter was following him at a distance and went as far as the courtyard of the high priest. He went inside and sat down with the guards to see how it would turn out. The chief priests and the whole Sanhedrin were looking for false testimony against Jesus so that they could put him to death. They found none, even though many false witnesses came forward. Finally, two came forward and said, "This fellow said, 'I am able to destroy the temple of God and rebuild it in 3 days.'" The high priest stood up and said to him, "Have you no answer? What is this that these men are testifying against you?" But Jesus remained silent. Then the high priest said to him, "I place you under oath by the living God. Tell us if you are the Christ, the Son of God." Jesus said to him, "It is as you have said. But I tell you, soon you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of power and coming on the clouds of heaven." Then the high priest tore his robes and said, "He has spoken blasphemy. Why do we need any more witnesses? See, you have just heard the blasphemy. What do you think?" They answered, "He is deserving of death." Then they spit in his face and punched him. Some slapped him and said, "Prophesy to us, Christ. Who hit you?" Meanwhile, Peter was sitting outside in the courtyard. A servant girl came to him and said, "You were also with Jesus the Galilean." But he denied it in front of everyone, saying, "I don't know what you're talking about." When Peter went out to the entryway, someone else saw him and said to those who were there, "This fellow was with Jesus of Nazareth." Again, Peter denied it with an oath and said, "I do not know the man." After a little while, those who stood by came and said to Peter, "Surely you are also one of them, because even your accent gives you away." Then he began to curse and to swear, "I do not know the man." Just then the rooster crowed, and Peter remembered the word Jesus had spoken, "Before the rooster crows, you will deny me 3 times. And he went outside and wept bitterly.
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.